USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fresh off the State of the Union address, President Trump is at the State Department delivering a foreign policy speech on the progress in Syria.
Now, as countries in the region and across our coalition step up their commitments, and we continue to destroy the remnants. That's all they have, remnants. But remnants can be very dangerous. Have to remember that. A remnant can be very dangerous.
The top three Democrats in Virginia are embattled in a firestorm. State Attorney General Mark Herring is apologizing after he admitted to wearing blackface and a wig to look like a rapper when he was in college. The news comes as calls for Governor Ralph Northam to step down are increasing over a racist photo that was released of him last week. And the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, is denying claims that he sexually assaulted a woman more than a decade ago. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Funeral arrangements are being planned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as the community mourns the death of an officer who was killed in the line of duty. The officer was killed while he was serving a warrant. An international partnership will work on protecting the planet from a universal threat. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hoping to keep that from becoming the final theme song of our species, NASA is working with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system that would knock an asteroid off its course. They want to try it on a rock dubbed Diddy Moon that is not actually threatening the Earth, but if an asteroid of the similar size were to hit the planet, it would cause some serious damage. The first part of the plan involves launching a special probe that's called DART at the rock in 2021. It would smash into the target in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio.
One Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a One Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere One Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Mike Rowe is the host of the Facebook series Returning the Favor, and also of Dirty Jobs fame. Now, Roe was on Fox News, Fox and Friends, and he discusses President Trump's State of the Union address by saying the political polarization in the country is becoming dangerous.
What the president just said, I can't quote him verbatim, but it was really interesting. Just seconds ago, it was vengeance, this or that, this or that, right. This or that. Now, arguments aside, the fundamental choices are binary in everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's right. It is this or that. And it's dangerous to frame everything as good or bad, right or wrong, blue collar or white collar. Right. But that's where we are as a country. As a result, we simply don't know what to stand for, because when we hear something we agree with, if it's coming out of a source we don't like, we're paralyzed. Likewise, if we hear something we disagree with from a source we like, we can't call them out, because everything has been framed as this or that. We got 7 million jobs that are open right now. A big chunk of those, the majority, don't require a four-year degree. I got $700,000 I'm trying to give away this month in my foundation. We do this every year. We're just over 5 million now. Good for us. But look, it's hard to award work ethic scholarships these days, mm-hmm. because we're affirmatively challenging the idea that the reason unemployment exists is because there are no jobs. There are a lot of jobs.
That's right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A proposed bill in the Utah State Legislature would make it illegal to merely hold a phone while driving. Occupants of a home in Hurricane were displaced yesterday morning due to an attic fire. A divided Iron County School Board voted yesterday to eliminate the controversial Redmen mascot at Cedar High School. Road work through Washington County is once more on the horizon as the Utah DOT is set to begin improvements on the Exit 16 interchange of I-15. A vehicle failed to yield on a left turn yesterday afternoon, driving in front of oncoming traffic and triggering a rollover crash in front of SkyWest Airlines. And a cold front pushing through the state brought cold weather and winter weather conditions to parts of southern Utah. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, mostly cloudy, snow expected today, 30% chance, little or no accumulation, partly cloudy later on, high today of 42, mostly cloudy tonight, then clearing, 24 overnight, tomorrow sunny and 43. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Have you ever listened to a progressive liberal and thought, the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free. Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Show. Things you would never hear Obama say.
Things you would never hear a president say until now.
Until now, yeah. I'm grateful he said them. We've been on that road for quite a while, but I'm grateful it was at least said, that's for sure. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm going to try and stretch my voice today. I know, right? He's giving me this look.
You sound a little bit sexy, right?
Really? Yeah. Is it sexy?
When you talk slow,
right?
Like
right.
That.
Oh dear. I'm going to try. We have a lot of interviews today, and so I asked Uncle Milty to come in on a Wednesday, which he is, and I'm so grateful to him for doing that. My voice. I woke up this morning and, just like I did the last 2 days, had zero voice. So I was really worried I was even going to be able to do it. So I call or I text Uncle Milty. I'm like, you got to help me.
You know, I think there's you no had way. The same issue last year at this time.
I did. Yeah. What is it? What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really going to try. And I'm really sorry if I'm hacking or coughing in the microphone. Not my idea of a fun time. Really apologize for that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Yesterday I had Gianna Jessen as a guest on that recording yesterday, the rerun. Mm-hmm. People were asking me who that was. Gianna Jessen, what a gal. She survived a late term abortion. And she goes talking about it all over the country. What an
amazing story.
Wow. Yeah. If you weren't moved by that, you need to rediscover your soul, because I got some messages yesterday that people were just amazed by her. And, you know, when she can cause a grown man to cry and pull over on the side of the road, there's something really special about her message. And on the heels of the State of the Union address, I was so happy to see that he addressed that and that he called it what it was, a genocide. That he used the particular language that he used. I'm really happy that Trump went there. And I had people messaging me going, he went there. I'm so glad. So hat tip to Trump for going somewhere where a lot of presidents wouldn't go. And I know speeches are speeches. I don't give a lot of credence to speeches anymore. I think, I'm just being honest. I don't really listen to speeches. I just want to see what somebody does. But you know what though? It was nice to be able to see him voice some things that needed to be voiced, and a lot of presidents have been afraid to voice them. So I was happy for that. And I was, I thought it was a good speech. I thought that, you know, I thought he did a really good job. What did you think?
I thought it was terrific. I thought that he played the Democrats for all of their weaknesses very well.
Yeah.
And they have plenty.
Right.
And he actually made the women in white stand up and applaud.
Of themselves. isn't that funny? He talks about socialism, they sit there with a stink eye.
Right.
He talks about murdering babies, they sit there with a stink eye. Yet when it comes to themselves, all about I and me, you know, they're up there applauding each other. And they wore the white and to support, you know, obviously the suffragette, the women's vote from 100 years ago, pushing the ERA thing. And I have more on this in the next hour, but just wow, what a bunch of selfish, evil, little diabolical women. I looked at that picture of them and I just thought, something is so very wrong with these women. They're sick and sick in the head. And I can't support any of them. Just disgusting. Disgusting it, show, if you will. All about themselves.
Yeah. You know, it seems like lately no one stops to think about what they're doing or saying. No one.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this guy from Mumbai, India, who wants to sue his parents because they didn't get permission for him to be born.
Uh-huh.
If you take that to its logical conclusion, then don't babies deserve to be asked if they should want to be killed, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he should be asked should be born,
why? Because he gets to voice that opinion.
Right. So they don't get to voice their opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody's thought of that.
No, you're right. It's
the irony is deafening.
We're in a sick place.
Yes,
in
we
America.
Are.
Todd Starnes was talking about getting a front row seat. He writes for Fox News. They're a Christian writer, and he was talking about the fact he was sitting in this thing and how many people wouldn't applaud when it talked about America, just the basics of America, or they wouldn't applaud when he was talking about not killing the babies, or you know how they just sat there. And these are our elected officials. And when Trump talked about socialism, you know, we'll never be a socialist country.
Oh, which, they were angry.
Yeah. They sat there with a stink eye, Bernie Sanders. These people should be absolutely taken out of office. Absolutely. Talk about traitors to America.
Yes.
He might have just well said communism, because that's what socialism leads anyway. And they're all sitting there for communism. Doesn't that say volumes about who we have in elected office? We only have so many. I mean, we're at a place where we're going to sit and be okay with half of them not even there for the interest and the resolve of America, what America was founded on. See, we already know this. We talk about this on the show all the time. But here's a display of it right in front of us, a display. And nobody's angry about that. And, you know, I know people were covering up half their screen so they wouldn't have to watch Pelosi's face. And I totally agree with you. I couldn't watch her. She just makes me sick. And I know why. I feel the same way you do. It's just a dog and pony show and the worst kind. Ugh.
One of the things that really struck me last night was, though, that they really don't represent a constituency, an honest constituency.
Yeah.
The only people they claim to represent are the people that they've lied to for 75 years. Mm-hmm. Who cannot seem to see through their crud to the truth.
Yeah.
That's not a constituency.
I know. I totally agree with you on that one. It was just weird to see such a display. And I you know what I really wish would have happened? That Trump would have pointed that out. Which he would have said, I would have loved it if he would have gone that far and said, do you see all these people that are not applauding that? And I'm not saying that even applauding it means anything. I'm just saying that they were bold enough to sit there and scowl and walk their way through a meeting where they would actually put on display in front of you Americans, all of us Americans, that it's okay to diss America and want communism. I mean, it's the display I'm talking about, because it's all a dog and pony show, but it's the display. And I wish he would have called it out. I really do. It would have been awesome. I don't know. Anyway, trying to regain my voice today. I haven't had it for a couple of days. And I was sick as a dog this week. It's awful. I don't know what's going around, but I surely got it. I wanted to mention, I'm having Dick Morris on the show, on the national show.
Wow.
But I did want to mention that he'll be speaking on Saturday at the Lincoln Dinner. And so if you want tickets to that, anyone's welcome to call in and talk about that. But he will be, it's at the Republican website. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets. And you can hear him speak in person. He'll be coming in. So I just wanted to let all of you know that as we're talking on the national show, I might not reference a ton that he'll be here. But I just wanted all of you to know Dick Morris will be here on Saturday. And he's got a long kind of different kind of career, both sides of the aisle there. So we'll have some stuff to talk about when he comes on it in the national show. I also have Luke Rosiak, who wrote the book about the deep state. He wants to talk about Pelosi, a couple of things. I can't stand Pelosi, but we'll talk about her. He's written for all kinds of different websites, too. So we'll have him on as well in the last hour. And we'll be talking about a lot of stuff. Euthanasia on the rise. Of course it is. We're actually talking about murdering babies by a breath before they're born. Why would we not be talking about euthanasia? Haven't we reached a really sick place in America? Wow. I'm glad they're not representing all of America. I would really feel down, but I know they're not. Also, we have a lot of people up in arms over the Cedar Redmond thing and the mascot, which you're welcome to call in on that too. Gun laws, Steve Handy getting picked apart. Good. He deserves it for introducing a red flag law. These are the same laws that Don Ibsen is for and many down here are for. Brad Last, all of them. They really want these red flag laws. So just letting you guys all know that Steve Handy was on, Representative Handy from Layton was on KSL complaining that people were calling for the sheriff to arrest him for being anti-American and in trying to pass a red flag law, which I thought was really funny. That's awesome. Anyway. I thought that was great. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Also, a study that we're about to embark on for opioids. Oh, you're going to love this one. You're just going to love this one. I woke up kind of thinking about a couple of things. Feinstein's awfully quiet since her little, her little run at the Supreme Court Kavanaugh thing with Christine Ford. You know, she was all, you know, tight with Christine Ford. I haven't seen her. Have you? I mean, I haven't. It's kind of like Ruthie.
Maybe she's visiting Ruth at the mortuary.
They tried to pass it off that Ruthie was at a Broadway play, you know, musical in her name. And then she couldn't muster up the whatever to get to the Soto address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I call crap on that one. Anyway, yeah. I don't think she's alive. I'm not joking. They have no proof of life on this at all. And I know I keep saying that, and you're probably rolling your eyes, but there really isn't, except for the Washington Post, which will always do the bidding of government to say that she's alive. There was no pictures, nothing. I don't know how long they can keep her on ice for, but my gosh, you know, what are they waiting for? I guess would be my question, because you can't keep doing that for a long time. So what's the timing mean if she actually isn't with us anymore?
Well, how long was Weekend with Bernie's in the theaters?
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450.
There you go.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888 888- 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370. Or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress. The best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Don't miss out on the active life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Binney Farm Dairy and Country Store is now open in St. George. Are you looking for healthy, wholesome products straight from the dairy? Look no further than Binney Farm's Country Store. The oh-so-amazing artisan cheeses that you have seen at farmers markets is now available year-round, along with raw milk, cream-topped yogurt, whole wheat bread, eggs, and the famous frozen yogurt. Binney Farms is now open in St. George, 511 East St. George Boulevard, or binneyfarm.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Plum. I recently attended a continuing education course where the presenter asked a room full of dental professionals how many of us had flossed the night before. Only about half the attendees raised their hands. I learned that knowledge may not be the best motivator. So what will motivate you to start working toward that healthy, beautiful smile? A special anniversary or a new relationship? Maybe an upcoming reunion or a child who looks to you as an example. Whatever inspires you to go to the dentist, I hope I see you at Plum Dental. Check us out at PlumDental.com.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or Absolute Comfort Utah. To learn more.
If there's one thing we'd all like to learn, it's how to make our retirement more predictable. Find out how by joining Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty, who was gracious enough to come in today. on his day off, which is so nice. Welcome back to the program, and glad to have you aboard. Make sure you get over to defendingutah.org. What a fantastic organization they are. And I'll always talk about them because I think they're just that good. In fact, callers, hang on. Callers, I'll be with you in just a second. I just wanted to say, if you really want to run down also on the bills, if you go to the Facebook page for Defending Utah, there's a video on how to follow Utah legislation, what's going through, and how to kind of walk you through all the steps of the bills being passed and what happens. All you have to do is join their Facebook page at Defending Utah, and there's a video there that'll show you that. And they also do a rundown as well on the bills right now that are going on too. DefendingUtah.org, DefendingUtah.org, and make sure that you become a member because you also get a trip to Front Sight, which is really fun and pretty amazing that they're doing that. As far as making sure that you're trained with your gun and also firearm, and then also becoming a member gets you a newsletter. They're just fantastic. DefendingUtah.org, and hat tip to Ben. He's always doing some incredible work there. Caller, welcome back to the show. There we go. You're live.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
You know what?
What's up?
I have a recipe for you to heal your throat and your whatever, your cold that you have.
Nice.
You take cayenne pepper, put it in water, and drink it down. Okay. And then you make ginger tea, hot water with lemon and honey and ginger.
Nice.
Just powdered ginger. And you drink it, and it'll soothe your everything. And I bet tomorrow you'll just be talking normal.
Ah, sounds so good. Thank you. Are you saying I'm not normal?
But no.
I'm just kidding.
But here's another thing I was going to say.
Sure, sure.
I feel like I loved what Trump had to say, but I feel like we're already living in socialism right now.
Yeah, we've instigated a lot of socialism.
Back out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't even hold a phone in our car.
I know.
We have to buckle up. We have.
It's
I mean,
amazing.
We've been socialized.
Yeah, we have been. Thank you. I really do appreciate your remedy, too. Thank you for that. Yeah, and I agree with her. I agree because we're living in a lot more of it than we realize. But at the same time, it was nice to hear him voice it. We need to work really hard to get rid of these legislators and these people that keep trying so hard to drag us down that road.
Well, she said we can no longer hold our telephone.
Right.
That's because they're trying to make a law now that you can't hold your phone.
I know.
They have not been able to enforce using your phone.
Right.
But they're going to try to enforce just holding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. It's beyond ridiculous.
Yes.
They're running out of things. They just keep running out of things to legislate. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
We're going to rename our team.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be the Mighty Whiteys.
The Mighty Whiteys?
Yeah.
What happened to the Tiny
Sounds
Whiteys?
Too much like underwear.
It's from a Clint Eastwood movie, Melfi.
Ah, there you go. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that note. And on that note, the Whiteys. It's a bunch of catty women that call each other and go, we're all going to wear white, okay? Because we're all trying to make sure that we get that, right to vote. Oh, you mean we've had that for 100 years? Yeah, that doesn't matter. We're all going to wear white and act like we're being repressed, you know? Ugh, those women so disgust me. I can't even. I just thought, what a bunch of evil women sitting there applauding themselves, giving themselves pats on the back at the So Too address. Yuck. Just yuck. Ugh, those women. Anyway. I can't stomach them. They don't represent me, I'll tell you that much. I'm trying to deal with this voice today. I really apologize. And grateful that Uncle Milty came in to help. If you were wondering, Gianna Jessen was the guest yesterday on the show. For some reason, a lot of people are asking who that was. Gianna Jessen. You can look up her website, by the way, if you'd like to. Also, we were going to tell you where to get tickets, too, to Dick Morris coming on Saturday.
Yeah, okay. You can get those at Eventbrite.
Yeah.
So eventbrite.com,
okay.
Lincoln Day Dinner, Dick Morris.
Perfect.
Take you right there.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hello, Uncle Milty and Kate.
Hi there.
Calling.
Hi there.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice again, even if you are having trouble with it.
Thank you.
Good to hear you both back again. And by the way, I commend you for playing that Gianna Jessen. That was great. That's something everybody should hear.
Oh, I hope so.
Wonderful. But I have an interesting sense of irony here that I thought I would throw out here on the table.
Okay.
And that is, with the Dems wearing white during that speech yesterday, you were talking about that a while ago.
Yeah.
I thought white stood for white privilege.
Oh, well. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Or Ku Klux Klan, or I don't know. There's a million interpretations. I'll tell you, I just don't. They're the only women that, have you ever noticed, they get together and act that catty, that they all have to demonstrate some color or some thing to draw attention to themselves. I just wondered if we are catching on to that. Go ahead.
It's also quite inappropriate to dress in white during Black History Month.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing out of all of this that I'm hearing from people from time to time, and that is how we got to try to learn how to convert these people over and learn how to talk to them so that we can possibly convert these people over. How can you talk to people that don't even know what they want? They just make stuff up as they go along. You can't talk to people like that. You can't reason with people like that. They have one single agenda, and that is to take this country into socialism and ultimately communism. End of story. You can't reason with these people.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm serious. I don't know that you can anymore. And that's one question we might want to ask Dick, is has he ever seen this level of craziness? You know, he's been on both sides of the aisle, so I have a lot of questions for him, you know, but this is a weird level that we've attained. And when I say we've, I don't mean us. When people said there's an evil within the Democratic Party, there is an evil there. There's such an evil there. And I hate to say that because it sounds like such a blanket statement, but prove me wrong. I mean,
well, I'll tell you what happened. Went back years ago, I used to serve on the up in Kansas City on the Clay County Republican Central Committee. Trish and I both did.
Mm-hmm.
We were living up there, and they always talked about how we had to learn to compromise. And I even popped up then, even as naive as I was then versus now, and I said, okay, I said, so we're going to compromise. And I said, I can guarantee you before it's over with, we'll compromise everything away and these people will get away with the store.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happened. And the other thing is we have so many on the Republican side that are being useful idiots to the cause, their cause. And and whether it's naivety or whether it is intentional, nefarious, I don't know. But I sense an evil within the party of repression. I sense an evil there. And then I sense the useful idiot going along, bought and sold, we won't fight for anything. And so what's worse, knowing and not fighting, or just having that hold on you that says you love to drag people down into that sort of evil place that they're going? I don't know which is worse anymore.
Well, I'll leave you with this. I go back to 1994, the day that this contract with America, I call it more like a contract on America, with Newt Gingrich being mixed up in it. If you remember that one of the things that happened during the course of Bill Clinton's term, a lot of people jumped the Democratic Party and came over to the Republican Party, supposedly under the guise of not wanting to become too close to the tar baby, which was then Bill Clinton. The problem with that is, and I know Rush thought this was a great thing when he was talking about it on his show, and I remember thinking about it then, and I said, I don't think it's so great because these people coming over from the Democratic Party are going to be bringing their baggage with them.
Yep.
So what I wonder is if you have people, stealth people in the Republican Party who know exactly what they're doing, who are purposely just playing do-nothing so that you know, the other side, let the other side get away with it. They're doing such a good job. Why should we have to do anything? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's no need to wonder.
Yeah, there's no need to wonder. Yeah, it's we're there. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by any of this because I think back to that time with the contract with America that the Republicans did in 94. And, you know, that people coming over from the other side, they're going to bring their baggage with them.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
He brought up some really good points on that, because that's one of our problems, is we're always the ones that compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's burying us. We have to stop.
Yeah.
No more compromise from us until they give up something.
Right. And then we're here on the sides again.
Well, the president kind of told them all that last night.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hold anything back.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think they're going to play. They're not going to discuss. They're not going to work this out. We're going to have to do it a different way.
Yeah.
And we are going to do it. I am going to build that wall.
Right.
So.
Yeah. We'll see, huh? I hope.
Yeah. No, I pretty well think he's there.
Yeah. I hope so. That would be nice. Gosh, we're spending almost $1 million to study opiades.
That's important. That's important. The Utah legislature has decided that that they want to spend $800,000 to study.
Yeah, we have to
opioid deaths.
We need $1 million.
And
to study.
And part of that money is going to, because I guess apparently they've decided that a regular medical examiner can't really do justice to people who died from an opioid overdose. So they want a specialist in opioid overdoses as a medical examiner.
Wow. I want to do a company where I get to study stuff, and then the government gives me $1 million to do it. I mean, I study stuff all the time, but I don't make $1 million doing it. I think I'm in the wrong business. I think I need to start a group that says, I will study whatever issue it is, make $1 million, and then give you the answer that you already know.
Well, government grants are a wonderful thing.
Jeez, this is so asinine. Come on. Yeah, I know.
Steve Eliason is behind that one.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, he's been behind a few like that, just to let you know. Yeah, ridiculous. The gun laws, legislator says if we run that pro-liberty bill and it fails, it'll kill our chances of passing it in the future. And then... Representative Handy on the red flag law. It's a multi-year process. Yeah. They are wanting to pass those bills over a series of years, and this is how they do it. They get their foot in the door, then they just keep going and going and going. Don't let them get away with this. Please. Please, Representative Handy, let him know how you feel about his quote-unquote conservative ways. Come on. This is getting ridiculous. Representative Steve Handy up in Layton pretends to be a conservative. He's not. And please let him know how you feel about his red flag law. And then let all of our legislators down here know how you feel about red flag laws, because apparently they're not getting the memo. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
The 2019 St. George Area Parade of Homes is something dreams are made of. This year, every home will open you to a world of possibilities where dreams are brought to life with 30 homes for the very first time. Bring your dreams to life, February 15th through 24th, 2019. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, The Boulevard Home Furnishings, KSL5, KSL.com, StGeorgeNews.com, Coney Country, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association, ParadeHomes.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic President's Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more, as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
This is Janelle, and I'm here to talk to you today about Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics. So my son fell after about 5 days, him still nursing his arm. I took him into a clinic and found out he had a broken arm. It still was causing some troubles with the cast, so we went and saw Dr. Manning at Novatio, and he was willing to see us right away. Then my daughter fell and broke her leg, and then I called Novatio, and he was willing to wait for us. It was wonderful to have the experience we did. There was no waiting time. He was willing to hold the clinic open for us to come in and be seen. He is very personable, and he's willing to come to my house. Dr. Manning has also called me every 3 days to check. This is Janelle, and I recommend Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics.
Call Novatio 435-688-1152 or visit NovatioOrtho.com.
All right, Tango team. Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our 4 Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tango. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tango, your car wash for the people.
Tango Express Car Wash. Tango Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone, Tag and Go.
When you hear the splash, think of Tag and Go Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tag and Go Express Car Wash with 4 locations and 1 coming soon near Costco.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong.
Notice how they don't play that one a lot? I'm serious. Do you notice? They don't play that song. Grand Funk. They'll nope. play other songs of Grand Funk. Mm-hmm. Not that one. That's why I played a lot on the show, to tell you the truth. It's got a great message, but they also don't play it. So.
Yeah, it could become a theme.
It could become a theme, yeah. Get people too riled up, you know, mm-hmm. about their own Second Amendment. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Welcome on back and rounding out this first hour, this local hour, and then we launch into the national show. By the way, today we have Dick Morris coming on, and then we have... Luke Rosiak, who wrote the Obstruction of Justice book, talking about Nancy Pelosi and a lot of the characters. I say characters because she is like a cartoon character to me. And also kind of like what they're up to. And then tomorrow I actually have, we have Chris Ann Hall coming on, and then we have Dr. Duke Pesta coming on a special Thursday edition. On Friday I have Alex Newman coming on, talking about global. And let's hope I get my voice back. And so I've got Ryan Brinkerhoff with us, too. Hi, Ryan.
How's it going, Kate?
I'm good. I'm good. He's looking at me like, oh, boy. I know. I look like crap, and I know I do. My voice is gone, and we're just going to try and suffer through today's show a little bit with this voice. But I apologize. But just a couple of things before we get to Ryan. I wanted to mention a few things going through. Whenever we're in a legislative session, it's always insane, the stuff that tries to get passed. And what you were talking about at Uncle Milty, you can't hold your phone now in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They want to make a law that says you can't even hold your phone. You can get a ticket for holding your phone.
Can you hold a drink? Can you hold
a they won't. Yeah, they can't stop you from doing that.
Can you hold a hamburger?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right.
But they can't even enforce this don't use your phone law, and now they're going to add this to it?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Talk about, they're getting so hard up for trying to figure out what they can pass on us that it's actually getting to the point of nauseam. It is so bad. I mean, allowing regular beer and grocery and convenience stores. Let's see, what else? One-day misdemeanor reduction, zero-based budgeting use in legislative subcommittees, electronic cigarette taxes and regulations, again, self-defense for domestic violence victims, competency-based licensure, stuff on prohibition. That made me laugh. Reducing double taxation of Social Security benefits, remove the front license plate requirement.
Yeah.
You know, I drive around all the time and think... The front license plate is such an issue. Don't you, Ryan Brinkerhoff? Don't you, Uncle Milton?
Well, I actually do, but I think they go about it wrong.
Oh.
The front license plate should be written backwards so that the police can see it properly in their mirror.
That's a great suggestion, actually.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Praying for your voice to get better.
Thank you.
Don't breathe on Uncle Milty. You don't want him to catch it.
I'm serious. I know. I'm well aware. He keeps warning me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, it's Jimmy Keston. And first of all, thanks for keeping an eye on some of the crazy stuff going on the Wasatch Front this time of year.
Sure.
Hopefully a lot of this silliness will die a quick death before they even vote on it.
Yeah. Let's hope.
But I wanted, Lincoln Day on the 16th, wanted to give you... The heads up on the quickest, easiest way for people to get tickets.
Okay.
For Dick Morris.
Yes.
Of course, it's Saturday the 16th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
At the Dixie Center.
Uh-huh.
And our website, which has a link to the Eventbrite site that Uncle Milty referenced, is wcrputah.com. wcrputah.com. They can also link it from our Facebook page at wcrputah.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kate, we've done this before, but we can give my cell phone number out. I got a call earlier today from someone who did not have internet and still wanted to come.
Okay.
And we made reservations for them. So my phone number, I'm the chair of the Republican Party, and it's 435-669-9070. And they can get tickets that way for Dick Morrison. Thank you for having him on the show today.
Sure. You betcha. Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling
in.
Really appreciate
it. Looking forward to hearing it.
Thank you. I know, me too. Thank you. Can't wait to talk to him. We'll take one more call, and then I want to get over to Ryan to see how to help health for a minute. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Siri, I'm talking to you. I'm in my car.
Uh-huh.
My phone is on my lap, or on my knee, so I'm not holding it, I guess. And I see all of this as a move just to raise more revenue.
Yeah, and, that's exactly what it is.
But just, but a case in point, mm-hmm. I've got two friends who recently have been pulled over. They're going down the road, and a police car has pulled someone over for not making the turn. You know, where you turn from the lane and you're supposed to turn into the lane closest to you and not overlap?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they a couple of them got signed up for that, and then the other ones, two more, got cited for they're going down the road, and a police officer had pulled someone over, and the way they pulled them over, they pulled them over on a motorcycle so that the police's flashing lights weren't weren't visible until you're right on top of them, and so the people didn't change lanes in time. And basically, they were told that this was a setup to where they do that on purpose, park the motorcycle in such a way that you don't see the lights until you're passing them. Then about a half a block down the road, they've got another police officer there that's pulling you over for not changing lanes on time.
Yeah, this isn't about safety.
Nope.
This isn't about, this is just about revenue. It has nothing
exactly.
to do now with keeping us safe.
And apparently, I don't know, this figure might be off, it seems very outrageous, but the figure was St. George had earned about $800,000 in those sorts of things last year.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
Thank you.
So we need to talk to the SAR, Mayor Pike, and tell him to start representing the people and stop ripping people off. I think
that'd be lovely.
He must be related to Ocasio-Cortez or something like that.
Something like that.
Really,
thank
really
you.
Starting to bother me.
Yeah, thank you. It's
okay,
bothering a lot. Day. Thanks. I appreciate that. It's bothering a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of the leaders of this town are very liberal, and I don't want to admit it. So I don't know what else to do.
Well,
except
I don't
to
call
warn
them
people.
Liberal. I call them communists.
Then there's that. Yeah, I've got this voice today because I haven't had a voice the last 2 days, so this is actually up from what I had yesterday. Ryan Brinkerhoff from Inside Out Hyperbarics is with us. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Kate. I feel bad about your voice.
I know.
You need to swing by and get in one of my chambers, see if we can make that go bye-bye.
Exactly, because breathing in pure oxygen actually helps, and I was actually going to call you yesterday. This nasty bug that I got didn't come down from a head cold like it usually does. It just hit chest and lungs,
right,
like automatically, like so fast, overnight. Are you seeing a lot of this?
We are, yeah. I mean, this time of year when you see a lot of upper respiratory infections and things like that. So,
right.
Yeah, we get quite a few patients coming through the door with these types of issues.
Yeah, so. And aren't you kind of happy that people are choosing to go hyperbarics instead of something else right away?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, there's always other options before you go directly to the prescriptions and stuff like that. So,
right.
That's where we like to start with everybody.
Yeah. And so is it being run down? What's causing it? I mean, what are you noticing?
There are lots of people that come to use our chambers just for that pick-me-up. They're tired. Mm-hmm. They're run down. Everything in life's overwhelming to them. So we do a bunch of blood panels. We look at their blood why it's live under the microscope, and then we'll run thyroid panels. We'll run other hormone panels, and we'll also look at anemia panels, and we are seeing such a high rise in the amount of folks that have anemia. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what is the deal? Why? Because I have that, and maybe this helped kind of spur this along.
So one thing that I'm seeing in a lot of folks is people have intolerances or food allergies.
Okay.
And so when you're eating something that you're allergic to, one of the things that happens is the small intestine will start to swell, which is where we absorb most of our nutrients.
Uh-huh.
And when that small intestine's swollen, now everything you eat is not being absorbed in the system. So your B vitamins and your iron levels start to drop. And when that happens, then anemia sets in. So you'll be extremely tired. You'll get brain fog. Cold hands and feet,
mm-hmm.
Achy joints. Those are some of the common things we'll see with folks who are suffering from anemia.
Are you seeing a lot more of this lately?
Yeah, it's been in the last year. There's been a giant spike in the amount of folks that have this type of disease process going on.
So then if you had to go back farther than that, what's causing that? I mean, it just seems like we're lacking a lot of things in our diet. It seems like we're not getting the things. Are we supposed to be taking a lot of things right now in addition to our normal diet?
Well, there's a lot of things that's changed in the past 100 years. One of the main things is with the genetically modified foods.
Mm-hmm.
There is some problem in some people where we can't break those foods down properly, and then it becomes like almost like an allergic reaction in the body and sets this chain of events off where people become anemic because they're not absorbing, you know, certain vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
Another thing is with all the soft water units in homes now, what does soft water do? It eliminates all the minerals from our water.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, and you know, everybody does,
oh,
right?
Good.
But you can absorb a lot of these minerals through your skin if you're taking a shower or a bath, but now they've all been eliminated out of our water supply because of these soft water units.
Mm-hmm.
And just another way
so
that people
bottled water, too, is bad?
Some bottled waters. There's a lot of companies that will put they'll infuse minerals into the bottled waters.
Mm-hmm.
So
would you say go with some of those?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get some of that stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I do. I have a soft water system. So is that hurting? That's hurting my health.
Well, basically, if, you know, your body's not getting any minerals through absorbing through the skin. So if you have other issues going on where you're not getting enough minerals in your diet or, you know, food allergy style issues, now you're going to become depleted in, you know, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, things like that. And the body just can't work without all of its specific fuel.
Interesting.
You know, I was having a real problem with cramping.
Yeah?
And I started taking a teaspoon of this stuff called 40,000 volts.
Okay.
Made by a company called Trace Minerals.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, it's bitter, nasty stuff, but it
really
stopped my cramps.
Is it magnesium?
I'm sure there was a ton of magnesium and probably some potassium in it, too. Because all cramps, calcium is a mineral that makes muscles contract and get tight, and magnesium is the mineral that allows the muscles to release. So any athlete or any individual who comes in and says they cramp up, especially around nighttime, you give them a really good magnesium supplement, and it'll be gone in a couple days.
Okay, because I use a magnesium oil.
Oh, yes,
to do the
very
trick.
Good.
Yeah,
again, absorbing the mineral through your skin.
I soak my feet, too.
Yeah?
Okay.
Still been
doing
that. I've been doing that for 2 years now.
Oh,
since
really?
We had that gal on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hyperbaric, get over to see Ryan if you haven't yet. I really believe in what you're doing, and the reason is because it gets past pharma to natural things that we can do to energize our immune system, which I think hyperbaric is one of the only ways to go. I've seen it with my dad. I've seen it with my husband. And they both felt like $1 million after they did it, which is pretty amazing. Because they walked out going, man, I feel like 20 years younger. This is awesome. But you're seeing that a lot, too.
Yeah, we see a ton of that at our facility. Whether they're coming in through for cancer or any other disease
autoimmune process. It could be MS, it
diabetes,
could be
a lot of things. They'll always feel better when they get out of the chamber. So they're like, wow, I feel so light on my feet. I have energy again. And it's a great way to give your body a big jump start.
You guys have a Valentine's special.
We do, yeah. So we are running for Valentine's. We're running a couple special. So,
oh, nice.
So each member of the couple will get a hyperbaric session for a total of $50. So you get two sessions for $50.
That's cool.
Yeah. Normally it's $95 a session. So
yeah, so you and your honey can go.
Yep.
$50 a piece, Valentine special. How do they get a hold of this?
They can just get a hold of us at insideouthyperbarics.com or contact us via phone at 435-634-9355.
Do something for your health. Do something together. It's better than a box of chocolates.
Absolutely.
Better than the roses that are going to go stale and die on you. Get into the hyperbaric machine. I think that's a great Valentine special.
Yeah.
So cool.
All that extra energy.
There you go. Save it for later, right?
Thanks, Uncle Melty. Appreciate your perspective. Yes, I think it's great. Yes, thanks, Ryan. I love this. InsideOutHyperbarics@gmail.com. Go ahead and get a hold of Ryan. Your phone number
is 435-634-9355.
Ryan, you're the best.
Thanks, Kate.
I totally am behind these guys. Please get over there. Use the service. You'll feel so much better. I have so many of you that email me and tell me what an amazing experience you're having using hyperbaric and not having to go through prescriptions and not having to do that stuff. Please go to hyperbaric. Get that oxygen inside your system to rejuvenate your immune system. I know I'm going to head over. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Be right back with Dick Morris. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. Save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. No credit, no problem with our no credit needed financing options. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sale is going on now. Come in today, sleep well tonight, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. CopiersForSale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.